So Marianne called me 8+ years ago, got in touch with me, emailed me. I hadn't seen her in a while. I think she was part of a dance troupe. And when we had our storytelling festival, we finished with them. Isn't that right? No? You volunteered there as well, yeah. So we ended our first year of storytelling festival. We ended the weekend with a dance troupe, drumming group, and then everybody getting up and dancing. It was quite the deal. She had an idea to have storytelling here at Linnaeus, and I'd been looking for a place to do true stories, told without notes, based on a theme. Couldn't find anything. I approached several people, and Marianne called, and so that was Providence. I said, I've got just the thing for you. And so that's how we started here, and we had, you know, more than a handful of people the first night, but then it just grew and grew because all these incredible writers and storytellers came out of the woodwork, people that I wasn't familiar with because I was in another kind of storytelling world. And I was just, I keep on telling people, this is just, the stories that I've heard here and the audiences that have come and listened, it's way beyond my expectations, way beyond my expectations. But my secret is that, you know, I really appreciate the thanks tonight and the lays and the appreciation, but really I don't do a whole lot, and I'm really the beneficiary of all these hundreds of great stories that have been shared here on this stage. I mean, I just get to sit over here and just listen to all these like stories you've heard tonight, and I always come away, like I'm sure all of you come away from a night like tonight, just feeling well-fed, that there's something nutritious about these stories. And it's almost a physical sensation of being just like satiated with the stories. And one of my favorite parts is when we take breaks or afterwards, people just keep on telling stories to each other. And it just can't stop. So I've been doing storytelling one form or another for 25+ years. I've gotten up here, told true stories, and for me it was really scary in the beginning as well, even though I'd told stories to thousands of people before that. But telling true stories, yeah, that's telling something about yourself that was hard to get used to. So I really appreciate the people that have come up here and told the stories. I've really appreciated the people that have come and maybe not told stories, but listened to the stories, because they're equally storytellers as well. I mean, audience people listening to the stories are as much of the storytellers as the people that are up here telling the stories. I really want to thank David for all his support that he's given all these 8 years. He's been great. He comes in and sets up and helps break down. He's the best roadie anyone could possibly have. So thank you so much, David. There's a lot of other people I don't want to forget. Charlie LaBrie, who was one of our regulars for quite a few years, and he was the first music or the first audio editor before Matt took over, and he also did a redesign of my paltry-looking website that I did. He just, yeah, that sucks. I'm doing you a new one. And all of a sudden, like a couple days later, there was a brand new website. It was really cool. And so I'm thinking of Charlie tonight. And then Matt took over for him and has been editing all the audio for several years now. And because I just did not want to do it anymore, and he just took it over enthusiastically. He's done a great job. So thank you so much to Matt Melter. And I guess that's about it. I am not going to stop doing storytelling in one way or the other, producing storytelling events one way or the other. I am going to take a little rest. I'm going to sleep for a while and hope that we see each other again somewhere down the road and tell each other stories and satiate each other's. And in the meantime, we'll go to some of the other events that are around the county and around the corner and wherever. And that's what we're all here for. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.